This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back the first week of October, the Trump administration blacklisted 8 Chinese technology companies, companies whose technology, which often contains parts from American suppliers, was technology that helped the Chinese government track and target Muslim Uyghurs in Western China. The sanctions are meant to cut the Chinese companies off from their American supply chain, which, of course, could also hurt that American supply chain. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, the sanctions don't really seem to be working, at least not yet.
A key to China's surveillance system is facial recognition technology, which I tried out. I uploaded my photo to a Chinese facial recognition website, which offers a demo to show off the technology. And instantly, my face became 100 data points. For instance, my lower middle nose dimensions are 359 units by 348 units. These measurements add up to a unique face print, which in China can go into a database.
Basically, police can track you across a city just based on your face.
Charles Rollet reports for the video surveillance website IPVM. He says in Western China, millions of ethnic minority Muslim Uyghurs have their faces tracked and compared against databases. He says one police contract with the Chinese security camera company Hikvision stands out.
And that contract specified that facial recognition cameras would be installed at almost 1,000 mosques in just one county.
According to human rights groups, authorities use real-time facial recognition to detain Uyghurs deemed security threats. An estimated 1 million Uyghurs have reportedly been put into what the government calls re-education camps. Charles Rollet says the police have even requested technology to pick out Uyghurs in a crowd.
They explicitly mandate Uyghur analytics, saying we're going to set up a security camera system and it needs to be able to detect whether people are wearing sunglasses, how old they are, and whether they are Uyghurs.
These alleged practices led the U.S. government to blacklist 8 Chinese companies, including Hikvision, for human rights violations. The idea is to cut them off from American suppliers that make essential semiconductors and disk drives, says Dahlia Peterson at the Center for Strategic and Emerging Technology at Georgetown.
Chinese domestic security experts have singled out these parts suppliers, so Intel, NVIDIA, and then Western Digital and Seagate.
She says these firms prop up the Chinese surveillance state, as do American pension funds and index funds investing in these Chinese firms.
Western companies or investors cannot claim denial. They really must take a hard look at what they are doing.
Seagate told Marketplace it complies with global laws. Intel said it can't always control how its chips are used. NVIDIA said it could not reply in time, and Western Digital did not reply. But are the U.S. sanctions hurting the targeted Chinese firms? Not really, says tech analyst Dan Wang at GavCal Dragonomics in Beijing.
They are surviving. Their share price, the ones that are publicly traded, have barely taken a dip.
He says the blacklisted companies planned well in advance.
They had sufficient warning to stockpile a lot of the U.S. components that they've needed or switch suppliers to, let's say, Japanese, Taiwanese, Korean, European providers.
And they exploited a sanctions loophole that lets them buy U.S. chips manufactured outside the U.S. But in the long run, stockpiles will run out. And, says Paul Triolo at the Eurasia Group, Chinese facial and voice recognition firms looking for international investors and customers will have a reputation problem.
This is sort of a red mark hanging over the companies. Most of them are global or had global aspirations. Also, their ability to keep staff. I understand that a lot of the companies maybe are losing key software engineers.
They will be tested in more ways than one. He says the U.S. government is considering tightening sanctions early next year, blocking the sale of U.S. components made abroad. Meantime, Triolo says there's no sign that the high-tech monitoring of Uyghurs has stopped. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.